Some kid named Marty McFly will arrive tomorrow in a flying car. The first act of the movie Back to the Future Part 2 is set on October 21st, 2015. In the sequel, Marty McFly goes forth and back in time, and complications ensue.
The 2015 in the movie is different from the 2015 we know. But as NPR's Andrew Limbong tells us, it's not that different.
On one hand, there are electric cars quietly humming around the streets. We've got those. A hologram for Jaws number 19 pops out of a theater marquee and freaks Marty out.
Shark still looks fake.
You can find holograms like that on the Atlantic City boardwalk. When bad guy Griff gets arrested for wrecking the clock tower near the lake, a drone takes his picture for USA Today.
I was framed!
And how's this for a sports prediction?
Cubs win World Series.
The Chicago Cubs, as of right now, can still make that happen. Of course, there's a lot of stuff that Back to the Future 2 doesn't get right. Our cars don't fly, our shoes don't tie themselves, our clothes don't blow-dry themselves.
Drying mode on. Check drying.
And what we call hoverboards today don't really hover, if we're going to be honest. So what does a 1980s movie tell us about ourselves today in 2015 and about how we got here? Rick Carter says it doesn't tell us anything.
It's an attempt to stimulate in the time that it's made. It wasn't made for now.
Carter was the production designer for Back to the Future Part 2. He worked on AI, Avatar. He's also the production designer for the new Star Wars movie.
I'm probably somebody who's been to the future more than anybody.
I know. Star Wars is set in the past. Whatever. The point is, Carter says time travel stories are more about the time in which they were made. And what was big in the late 80s when Back to the Future 2 was made? Buying stuff.
Not just product placement, but the branding of our culture. This was no longer the hippie era where everything that was of corporations was being pushed to the side as far as being hip or cool. Instead, it was more of a celebration of what the culture and the economy was creating.
Here's a hologram Ronald Reagan selling fast food.
Our special today is mesquite grilled sushi.
Yes.
You go buy the special.
Hey,
all I want is a Pepsi.
There's that product placement. It was at least an optimistic view of the future. More optimistic than, say, Blade Runner. To Carter, it wasn't about predicting the future. It was about making the present seem better.
That's how we saw the holograms coming out of the movie theaters or the litter bug that's running around that's actually positive, sweeping things up. It was about projecting from a very exuberant sense that we had at the time, being young, into now.
In exactly 2 minutes, you go around the corner into the Cafe 80s.
Oh, Cafe 80s.
It's one of those nostalgia places. We're not done very well.
But even the movie knew the future. The future wasn't, won't be, perfect. Ah, whatever, nothing's perfect. Andrew Limbong, NPR News.